This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, hanging out at our favorite spot, the Taj Mahooters in Beaufort. Mall of Georgia, guys, is where we're at. Not only today, but tomorrow we will be here as well. And Falcons did practice today, Mike. Even though it was a dreary day up at Flowery Branch, they got some work in, guys, as they get ready, believe it or not, for their first preseason game of the year on Friday.
Yeah, as you just heard in the update, get ready. It's Easton Stick time.
Hey, I know some of you, I would prefer to know this now than to wait and get there Friday if
yes.
you were going. So, I give Ra a lot of credit. Hey, here's where we're at. If you're asking us why Penix is not going to play or why Kirk Cousins is not going to play, I can't answer that for you. What I will tell you is I want as much of these guys, especially our starters, as healthy as possible going into the season. But Mike and I have this discussion all the time, and we're going to let you hear what Raheem said about the starters and then Michael Penix talking about not playing in the first preseason game. Doesn't mean he won't play in the next two or the next one. But, Mike, I also feel like, you know, we said this, and we've been talking about it. How much work is enough work? How many reps are enough reps?
I mean, I get it. You don't want to have an injury in a meaningless football game, but yet you still want to get a guy who's only started three games in the NFL. I just think you want to give him more reps. Now, last year, I think we know in hindsight that the only reason he had one series is we don't want to get Kirk Cousins' panties in a twist, that Penix came out and balled out in the preseason game. But I think you'd like to get that offense some cohesion. Now, they will get a big workout, as we know, a joint scrimmage for 2 days against Tennessee. That'll be next week, and maybe they'll get the evaluation that they want, and that means you don't get to see it at Mercedes-Benz. But it's just, you know, it is what it is. It's like fighting and bellyaching about taxes or City Hall, Carl. Preseason football is the worst because, you know, you pay full freight. If you got season tickets like Carl and I, you're paying for that same price that I'm paying for a week 7 or 8 matchup for this. But, my stump because no one gives a crap. It is what it is. Hey, today at practice, I did get a kick, Carl. It's almost every day, if not every other day, James Pierce Jr. is starting some noise. And I don't know who it was. I thought it might have been Storm Norton. It might have been Elijah Wilkinson. Either way, he was scrapping again right in front of us. Then before, by the time I saw them all fracassing, I couldn't tell who was throwing on. But, man, the intensity was there again, even in the soggy conditions today.
Yeah, Lindstrom was talking about this after practice today, and he spoke to the media. You're going to hear our interview with Jake Matthews. Very good stuff from Jake. Wait until you hear what he has to say about his team, where he's at personally, and this offensive line. But Lindstrom today, Mike, when asked about it, said, I'm not going to talk about it. All I can tell you is the intensity is at a high level, and it's good for both the offensive and defensive lines. He didn't want to get into the particulars of it, but he is basically saying, look, we're on edge on the offensive side because we're being challenged. And I think it's good, again, within reason, guys. Nobody's taking off their helmet and swinging on cuz. But I think within reason, Mike, the intensity that we need to take it to the next level is there. Here's the news, though, today that we got as we started right before practice, and that's Raheem Morris giving us an update on who's going to play in this first preseason game. What you hear is what's going to happen. This isn't us, you know, speculating. No Michael Penix Jr., no Kirk Cousins. Here's Raheem Morris.
I'm in a great spot, but definitely you're leaning the right way. You know, you get a great, really good feel on after the scrimmage on who needs what you can get somebody, what you can get people. You know, obviously you got a young football team, so there'd be a lot more people playing than we had last year. You have a couple young guys out there that's got to go out there and show some competitive things. You got some positions that are up for battles where you want to see some of those things happen. Obviously, that'll happen within our own scrimmage. That'll happen within the preseason games. And obviously, we got the practices coming up the following week. So, like, really feeling good about that and feeling good about some of those healthy competitions that's going to occur over the next couple of days.
Yeah, and, Mike, you're right. I think, again, we don't know this for sure, but I think they're kind of holding back until you get Tennessee in your building.
Right.
And you can go full, all out, and he can challenge Penix in a way that maybe he doesn't want to do in the first.
Right. So we'll see. I mean, you want to see a guy who's only had those three starts to get. I would like to think, yes, there's mental reps and there's the things you're going to do in that scrimmage situation against Tennessee. But to be out there, you know, at Mercedes-Benz with your starting offensive line, with your complement of receiver, skill position guys, Bijan, et cetera, I think there's something for that. I think you cannot put these guys in bubble wrap for all season. Look, if we come out and we kick the crap out of the Bucks, then don't matter. But if we come out flat and sloppy, I think a lot of people will go back and say, second year in a row, I don't really like the approach to how Raheem Morris handles the offseason, or at least the preseason.
I agree. And that's really the thing, is how we come out that week one against the Bucks. 404-726-0929. We're live at Hooters, guys. Mall of Georgia location out here until 6 today. Come on out and join us. We'd love to get a chance to see you. We know school started today, so a lot of folks' schedules changed.
Boy, did school start.
Well, look,
how long was your drive getting up here?
Traffic was different, as it always is, once school gets underway. But we understand that. And certainly, I know there are a lot of sad parents today. And then maybe there's a lot of happy parents who drop their kids off.
I mean, I'll tell you what. It's so funny because just the difference 1 week makes. I'm zipping up here, just getting out of my front, you know, my front driveway. Oh, whoa, what's going on here? Who are these people?
School buses.
These people with their kids. But, yeah, man, it was a madhouse. And then getting up here, man, great crowd, though. Hey, hats off to the Hardy Falcon fans,
yeah,
who braved through some pretty soggy conditions, some intermittent light rain. At one point, it picked up a little bit, but they were outside today. I think coaches still prefer to have them outside on wet grass and be inside on the field turf.
Yeah, no doubt. Got to give a big shout-out to my man, Brian Baldinger. He was up at practice today. You're probably seeing some of his posts, Baldy's breakdowns, and he's been at various camps throughout the start of the offseason here, as far as, you know, camps getting underway. Made his way to Atlanta today, and he's doing a full recap, so make sure you follow Baldy and hear the things he's got to say. Mike, here's the other part about this, though. How does Michael Penix feel about not playing in his first preseason game? This is his team now. He's the starter.
Right.
You would hope that he would want to go out there and get a few reps. He was asked today about it. Here's what Penix said about not playing in the opener.
Yeah, that, and then, you know, I feel like he felt confident in the three games that I played last year. If I didn't play any of those games last year, maybe we would be talking about preseason games. But, you know, he feels confident in what I can do come game day, so he didn't feel like I needed to play this week, I guess.
Okay. And look, he's a competitor. He wants to play. It doesn't matter if it's 2 series, 3 series, whatever it might be, but he understands – it's team first, and this team's not going anywhere if he's not completely and fully healthy. I think the big question for me, Mike, is Jalen Walker going to play on Friday? He did practice today, but he was limited with the hamstring issue. We've told you, they're going to slow roll this. They're working him back in.
He was in some, I say, like a pitch count, it felt like today, with Jalen Walker, right?
Yeah. And I just, guys, if you're going to ask us, well, what about Jalen Walker? Are we going to see Jalen Walker on Friday against the Lions? I don't know right now. He said he hopes to play. That was his words, yeah, not the coaches.
Yeah, and I know that we've been just singing the praises of James Pierce Jr. for, you know, not just the extracurricular stuff, but he's looking like a force out there, the athleticism, the speed. And we just haven't had anything to tell you about Jalen Walker because we had not really seen him today. As I said, maybe one or two plays that I saw watching number 11 out there. But, yeah, just a little frustrated because we can't tell you what he's doing. We know what we expect of Jalen Walker, just haven't seen it yet.
No doubt. Big news today also from Falcons camp, and that is Caleb McGarry has signed a 2-year extension. It's a $30 million extension. It's funny that this happened today because we were talking with Jake about the O-line and the camaraderie, and he was talking, right, about guys being together. And, you know, Caleb's one of these guys. They've been together now 7 years. It's hard to believe that. And so for this offensive line, Mike, they believe in Caleb McGarry. They give him a nice extension. This was a contract that some people thought was going to happen this offseason. We say it all the time. Some of these things go into the season. You've seen some hold-ins around the NFL that are currently going on. But McGarry gets a nice two-year extension. And now, Mike, we don't have to talk about it. He's here, and let's go to work.
Yeah, I know. We've talked a lot about it over the years, and I've questioned, you know, is he the right guy for pass protection? But certainly they believe in him, and his pass blocking grade is a 63.8. Now, again, this is the PFF metrics, so I know it's a little off in the weeds, but a 77.6 on the run. So, as you know, he's better on the run than he is on the pass, but they feel he can do the job. And look, this guy is your prototypical. I mean, he's a beast. You know, when you see him in practice, I mean, he's got that dog in him. As we said, we talked kind of in depth about, you know, how he kind of got sideways with the media, not really through fault of his own when he first got here, but he's ornery and he's got that.
He is.
And you'll hear what Jake Matthews has to say about the rest of the offensive line, including Ryan Neusel, in our conversation. I would think locking up McGarry up next would be Drake London at some point.
Yeah.
Before Labor Day.
I don't disagree with that. Meanwhile, one of the funniest things we've seen in practice in a while, and again, this is part of Raheem, you know, whether you like him or not, he's a coach's player. He's a player's coach, should I say.
Right.
And guys dig him. He jumps into the individual drills today and attempts to defend Drake London. Our buddy Joe Patrick put it out there on Twitter, on X. You can go check it out. It's pretty much out there, and it's funny because Drake London pushes Ra, and Ra goes down on his butt, and he just pushed him out of the way, like, get out of my way.
Yeah.
Runs his route, catches the ball.
D-Led has it up into D-Orlando Led, better.
Yeah, and Joe Patrick put it out there as well. He put it out there first. I feel like this is just fun stuff. We know Ra played defensive back, but I think it also shows you how strong Drake London is, Mike, when guys are trying to defend him. He just literally, get out of my way. And ran his route. But here, they asked Michael Penix today about it. We were there, and Penix said this about Raheem Morris trying to play press coverage on Drake.
He a coach now. Yeah, he got to lead the DV stuff back when he was playing. But
I agree. I mean, like, it doesn't mean that he doesn't know what he's talking about. That's obvious. But, guys, how many times have you done something you're like, I can still do that? You can't do it anymore. And he got out there trying to, you know, defend him. And I think he was just trying to have some fun with it. But it was one of the fun things we've seen at camp with Raheem Morris and his coaching staff, is they're trying to, you know, again, be loose about all of this stuff.
I just retweeted Joe's video there. I said, I wrote fast and physical as he takes Raheem down. Yeah, like, the players love playing for this guy. We've talked about the energy and the vibe. Hear what Jake Matthews says about, you know, the group. And I asked him, is there anything different about this camp? Because, you know, Jake's been here since 2014. You'll hear that answer coming up a little bit later this hour. But I'd like to think that there are elements of, you know, that energy we saw in 16, which maybe we weren't maybe aware of watching these guys practice.
Yep.
Remember that first week we lost to Tampa Bay, then kind of got on a heater. But this team has got a lot of things that, you know, you like. The skill positions can go with matchup at any team in the league. And if the defense is as athletic as we think it is, by the way, today, another day where you and I were on the sideline, Taquan Graham looked pretty good. You know, we talked about the interior of those guys getting some pressures. I want to say it was, I'd like to think it was Rook or Onyemata that got some play, some real surge up the middle, blowing up some the run game.
Yeah, and by the way, Cousins did throw a pick today to a guy named Kobe. Okay.
He sat on that route, didn't he?
He did. And we've been talking about him, saying this is a guy that not only might make the team, he might be a guy that contributes in a bigger way. Cousins, and we're talking about 11-on-11 drills, guys, right? Team on team. But it was a pick that was thrown to Kobe, and this is what this kid did in the Big 12. He was a ball hawk and led the conference in interceptions like 2 or 3 years in a row. But either way, it was good to see him have a big play in practice. And then the other thing today, guys, and I'm watching you, Koo.
What'd you think?
4 for 4 today.
I think he gets the job.
4 for 4 today.
I think he's going to get the job.
So here's the interesting thing for those who don't know, because Lenny Krieg is an international designation. They can still hold him and keep him on the roster, and it doesn't affect their 53-man roster, their 58.
Right.
He literally can be stashed because of his international designation. Mike, I think that's what's going to happen. I think he's around. I don't think that, you know, they get rid of him. But I agree with you. I think Koo is doing enough. Koo, I'm watching you. In practice, with these field goals to maybe, you know, win the coaches over enough. And, again, competition is always good. But it was good to see him make them all today.
And, again, I think, you know, we were down on him. If you're on the field, if you're able to, you know, wear the pads, you're expected to perform. And I think that we found out the hip was more about a groin injury today. And that really did hamper him. But I think he's 100% healthy. And he talked about the treatment he got in the offseason to the media today. Looks a lot better. Really looks way better than he did at the middle part to the last part of the season last year.
Guys, it's the first preseason game on Friday. You'll hear it right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Can't wait. Football's right around the corner. Mike's right. Preseason is preseason. We just got to get through it. Hopefully our guys are healthy and we get the reps we need. When we come back, Daily Download's on the way. What a disaster in Bristol. It's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're going to have 100,000 seats and not have enough food. Literally, this is what happened at Bristol over the weekend. Stukes and Bell live at Hooters, Mall of Georgia location. For those of you who went up to what was supposed to be an incredible event happening in Major League Baseball, and look, the Reds and the Braves did all that they could. It had nothing to do with the rain. But, Mike, to see these pictures and the stories that are being told that you get a two-hour rain delay and we don't have any more nachos, we don't have any more hot dogs, we don't have any more buns. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I had a bunch of my buddies from my hillbilly days back in West Virginia, Carl, and down in the Virginia Panhandle, and they were not happy because anybody knows the worst thing in all of sports is a rain delay at a racetrack. It's the worst because if you have a rain delay at Truist Park, okay, you got a million things to do. You can work your way around the stadium. You got a million food options. Nooks and crannies. You got the Comcast, you know, club. You got all these different things you can do. You know, and you don't have to have the big money seats to do it.
That's right.
If you have a rain delay at a racetrack, you're screwed. You're walking around a drafty, drizzly undercarriage of the stadium with just the same old stuff they've had back going forever. So, yeah, how about this? Yeah, like a hot dog. We don't have any buns. Okay, I'll have some nachos. We're out of cheese. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? Not to mention, you still have a race coming up later in the year. So if you do, overorder, you're gonna have a way to, you know, get it off the books. So a lack of planning. I know they wanted to get the anthem in and have the try to get things happening. Carl, that infield just was just puddles everywhere. It was a darn shame. Look, you can't control Mother Nature.
No.
But yeah, it just seemed like nothing really good turned out of this one, aside from getting to see Waltrip get his first win, which is very cool. But I felt so bad for the fans that made the trip. And as a fan, I felt bad for myself having to watch Alex Rodriguez.
Yeah, look, do you still think that him and A-Rod or him and Derek Jeter still have an issue? Do you think so?
It's palpable.
Yeah.
Jeter doesn't like him. David Ortiz is like Switzerland. I think he likes to stir it up with both of them. Like, how about when they showed the highlights, if you didn't see it, of Jazz Chisholm getting basically picked up first base on an infield pop-up, and Ortiz goes, I love to see the Yankees take it in the shorts or whatever he said. It's just, so basically, it's that he's the one guy that brings some levity. But yeah, Alex Rodriguez is just tough to watch. He just has no charisma.
Yeah.
There's lots of great charismatic guys that can do the job. He's not one of them. But that aside, I was joking around with Day Day and you on the text line. I mean on our text during the weekend. When I saw that you're gonna have Tim McGraw and Pitbull, I thought Pitbull's gonna do like two or three songs and like do Fireball. It was like one mashup. That's why I was like, well, get those dudes back on stage. Pitbull can lip sync for like a half hour. Give me something. But it was just tough, man. It was rough.
The pomp and circumstance leading up to it was incredible. Like, the buildup was great. And then it was like, all right, let's play ball. Storms. Oh. And you're like, okay, well, hold on. We'll just go eat and drink. I have to tell you, that has to be probably the worst part about this whole thing. All you have to do is entertain the fans who have shown up and have enough beer. That's it. Like, if you do that, people will stick around. You gave them a reason to want to leave on top of the rain, Mike. You don't have enough to entertain the masses. Guys, I was at a football game last year. I was at a Steelers-Cowboys game. It rained for 2 hours. It was a Sunday night football game.
Right.
We're all underneath. Drinking like crazy. Matter of fact, the machines didn't even work. The vendors were like, go ahead, grab what you want. They had plenty of beer. Everybody's having a good time. All right, guys, about to kick off. Let's go. We're about to get back on the field. Everybody went back in the stadium. It was a ball. Not an issue. As long as you continue to entertain the fans that are
right
there. And that's what happened at Bristol.
But that's the thing. When you're at a track, it's not like it's really, especially if it's an older track. Now, Bristol's had upgrades over the years. Just you mentioned going to the that Heinz Field has changed names since. But we were at remember 2 years ago, Indy 500, 2.5 hour rain delay.
Oh.
But there's food, and you can bring your own beer. There was some confusion with Major League Baseball if you could bring your own cooler. So I'm not sure.
The next day you could,
yes,
because they ran out of
but
food.
But because it was baseball, and they're going to get their pound of flesh from you, you couldn't bring a cooler the first night, which is bull. Because everybody knows if you go to a motor race, you get to bring your cooler. You can stack it full of canned beer, sandwiches, whatever you're going to bring. So that was just a money grab from MLB. So I feel bad for the Braves fans. I didn't really have a spidey sense that the weather. I just didn't really have interest once the Braves season went south. Man, I'm glad I didn't make the trip. I got
to
be honest.
So to add insult to injury, Austin Riley is on the IL.
10 days?
Lower abdominal strain. And let me guess. You guys want to run him back out there when he gets well, right? I'm guessing. You guys want to play him like you want to play Acuna, right? Why? I'm being serious. I mean, like, this lead up to this game, you didn't have Acuna, you thought you might. And then Austin Riley, again, this was on the tag. He chased a guy at home. You didn't get a chance to see the play. It's one of those random freak things.
Strange thing. Strange.
Yeah, but
almost like the Sale injury, strange.
Totally. But at the end of the day, why am I going to risk my third baseman? Like this season is done. So he recently returned from the IL on July 25th, recovering from a lower abdominal strain, should I say, and then re-aggravated the injury when he was tagging De La Cruz. That's who he was chasing to get to home plate. But, yeah, I saw this, and this is, like, typical of how things have gone for us this season. But for everybody's like, okay, well, 10 days and running back out there. For what? It's just the same reason I'm telling you that I don't think they're going to play Ronald Acuna every day. They're saying that, but Riley's played in 102 games this season, Mike.
Right.
He's hitting .260. 16 home runs. That's an Austin Riley season? That's not an Austin Riley season. And so you look at it, 54 RBI. I mean, this is a guy that is he should be 110, 120, 25 RBI producer. That just tells you how bad of a season has gone, not just for Riley. And, again, he's fought off injury as well, but that was just to add injury to insult with all the other stuff. It's like, great, now Riley's on the IL.
Well, Eli White got two home runs and almost gave up a home run. He almost did a Jose Canseco in right field.
He did.
As that ball, and I was like, oh, no. Don't. That would be so Bravesy to lose that game like that in the bottom of the ninth, but he's able to keep it in the park. And then, Iglesias, I mean, found that extra gear and was really bringing the heat. I mean, if you saw it, I mean, De Los Santos went down with a whimper.
He did.
But, Iglesias, nice to see him step up. Obviously, you nailed it. Once you had the rain delay, and I heard Smoltz talking about it on the broadcast on Big Fox, you just knew that you're not going to see Strider. That also took a little bit of luster out of it, too.
It did.
But I don't want Strider out there in those conditions.
Me neither. And he was warming up forever. That was the other part. You guys, and I know it sounds corny, but you warm up, you get your arm ready, and then you got to sit and wait. and you got to warm back up. Like, you're risking injury in those situations. It's Dukes and Bell. Daily Downloads brought to you by friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. Braves do win, and they won yesterday as that game continued at 1 o'clock, 4-2 in Bristol. The crowd, by the way, they say 91,000, Mike, was, I guess, the amount of tickets sold. But obviously with the scattered, you know, crowd of what we saw the first night and then coming back yesterday, it didn't seem that way. But the record was broken from a sales standpoint. And will baseball do this again? That's my question.
Well, like I said, you just got to get with your partner, in this case, Bristol Motor Speedway, and just have a better plan. Because I'm surprised, as we said, you know, it just – and by the way, AMS, we had a bit of a rain delay at Atlanta Motor – now it's Echo Park Speedway. I checked myself. But, yeah, there was a bit of a rain delay at this race, the night race, but it was fine because there was food. There was beer. And you were able to bring your own food and beers. So it was no problem.
Entertainment.
But I thought – yes, in a perfect, nice, you know, summer night in Tennessee, it would have been amazing. That's what kind of was a buzzkill, because when you had half the crowd, all you're seeing is a half-empty track because of the rain and everything else. And we have some friends who are in the business who basically said, hey, how would you like to be seat fillers behind home plate? So you basically had people that were there to cover this event. They were basically asked, hey, would you like to go sit behind the home plate in the first baseline so we don't have empty seats on Sunday? Thank you.
Yeah.
So it's a shame. I don't fault baseball for trying something new, just like with NASCAR, going to the L.A. Coliseum or running a dirt track. I like throwing some stuff up on the wall, see what sticks. This was not in the execution. They just failed.
Execution. Braves, by the way, 47-63. That's 15.5 out of first behind the Phillies. We're also 14 games out of the third wild card playoff berth. It's done.
Yeah, I mean, the only reason I could think that the Braves, and this comes from management, to dictate to Snicker how to play this, is you got some fans that are in their bag a little bit because ticket prices are going up, if you're not familiar with it. The A-list, that's the high end. The A-list is the high end. That's why you saw Paul Bird doing all those in-game commercials for the A-list, because they're about to raise the price on it on FanDuel. And then I know that, like, if you have the cheaper seats, like big race tickets at the 300 level went from $10 to $15.
Okay.
So that's, you know, that's a pretty hefty increase.
Per game. Okay.
You know, per seat. So they're asking for a more loot. And I think in an effort to mitigate, you know, a lot of fans being, rocking, that you want to see your star players down the stretch out there. But as Carl said, for what? To what end? To have a guy start the next season with an injury? Yeah. That makes no sense. I think you got to know when you hold them and fold them. And this is one of those years. You just put up the white flag.
Yeah, here's my issue with this. And again, we'd love to hear from you. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. Austin Riley ends up on the IL. And so now here's another one of our stars dealing with an issue. But Mike, this is how general managers get fired. Because in a season where you're not playing for something and you've got a core group of guys that are coming back and you decide to run some of those players out there that are injured, and I'm not saying AA would get fired, but God forbid if either one of those guys suffered another potential injury that could affect them into or maybe all of next season, it's your fault. Because you didn't have to do it. You didn't have to run them out there.
I mean, this offseason, again, it's so weird to be, you know, August 4th, because we've been living a charm life since, you know, 2018. We're in the playoffs every year. But this year, I mean, the look in the mirror, the soul searching. You know, what's the phrase that Mike Smith used to use? Self-scouting. How does Alex Anthopoulos or somebody else take a look at this thing, you know, the 30,000-foot view and say, we got some major problems here? You know, we got to fix Monty Harris. Now, granted, he has been a lot better since he's in his new stance. You know, the way he's approaching things, and hopefully that will carry over. A full season of Profar. Ronald, hopefully, Ronald being healthy starts with him DHing down the stretch and not trying to stretch. Don't push your luck with an Achilles coming off a calf. That's common sense, I think, for most people, right? And then the other guys, Olsen's got to do his job. I think Murphy and Drake, they're satisfied with that platoon because it is producing. But I got to upgrade a shortstop this year. I don't think there's enough money to do that.
Yeah, there and starting pitching.
Like, you got to get two starters. Bona fide,
yes.
Middle of their career.
Yes.
You don't have to worry about them breaking down starting pitchers.
Totally agree. And I don't care what it costs. If that cost us $150 million to go get two of those guys, so be it.
Right. This is the year where you really do have to be closing that gap that I always talk about, Carl, with the Phillies. That's anywhere from 75 to 90 mil.
Coming up, Andy and Randy had a chance to visit with Casey Washington. We were live at camp today. You're going to hear our conversation with Jake Matthews coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. But Casey's having a really good camp, man. He talks about Michael Penix and more. Stay right there. You'll hear it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is Dukes and Bell live at Hooters. Just talked to Vaughn. Vaughn, appreciate you coming over and visiting with us. He made the trek up to Bristol and was talking about his experience with his wife. And, you know, he was talking about Saturday. He said they were at the track, Mike, from like 3 in the afternoon. Game was supposed to originally start 7:15-ish.
Right.
He said finally they decided to leave at 10. You know, it was just he used the perfect word. It became a hassle. And he said they came back for yesterday, the 1 o'clock start. Ultimately, they played the game. We watched, you know, we saw that. And then they said they made their way back home. But the way he described some of the stuff that was going on, and Vaughn, thanks for listening to Dukes and Bell. He's here at Hooters with the Mall of Georgia. Just crazy, man. Just crazy.
Yeah, we just talked about it. And again, there's some conflicting information about, could you bring a cooler in? Some people thought you could. My buddies were going, walking up, leaving their car. Then some said, you can't bring a cooler. So some people didn't bring their coolers, and they found out. Now, again, I don't know if it varied from gate to gate. But, look, I've never had a bad experience at Bristol. I went to those races at Thunder Valley, Carl, the night races for years, even the drag strip. I never had a bad problem. But this one was just a lack of planning, proper planning.
No doubt. Hey, man, we are going to let you hear our interview coming up with Jake Matthews in the 3 o'clock hour. But Andy and Randy, you heard them right before we came on, had a great conversation with Casey Washington, who sat down with those guys.
Who's always kind of like doing things at camp.
He shows up, right? I'll tell you this. If you watch camp and you're one of the fans that have had an opportunity to come to open camp, Casey just, when the ball's thrown to him, he makes plays. And he does his job. And so the guys were asking him about, you know, coming into this year's camp, it's year two versus year one, and what the difference has been for Casey Washington.
It's been good. Coming off the rookie season and actually having that break after the season, that was night and day for me, just to be able to have that kind of mental decompress and
right.
get away from the game for a little bit. But, getting back this year, being year two, I'm fired up. I'm ready to go.
Right.
What do you feel like you know today that you didn't know a year ago?
I just think the perspective that you gain just from a year in the league, you know, seeing what vets are doing, having examples, great examples of guys that you can look at and learn from. Going into year two, you pick up on those things and it makes you even better.
How's it been for you? Because, you know, this thing is all about it's a year-to-year thing. You're always fighting for your spot. You know this better than anybody. And when you look at this year as opposed to last year, because you, like it's late-round draft pick, but you were fighting, you were still here, are a part of this football team. Coming into this year, you're getting more reps because of Moody's down. You got more reps last year because Moody's down. How are you taking advantage of those reps? Because, again, the opportunity is there. A lot of people don't grab that opportunity when it's in front of them.
For sure. I think most importantly, more than anything, just the work that you put in the offseason, in a way, when you're away from the facility. When you finally get those opportunities, the work that you've done and the preparation that you've done, you're ready for the moment. I try not to force the opportunity when it comes and try to make things happen. Just trying to stay in that flow state of mind and kind of let it come to me.
Casey Washington joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Falcons wide receiver, live from training camp as practice, the on-field portion has wrapped up today. When you talk about that off-season work, the physical stuff you're doing, obviously, I'm sure you're working out with whether it's former teammates or guys around the league, trainers, stuff like that. But then there's also the mental side of it, right? And maybe some film study as well. Like, what does all of that look like for you in an offseason for fans that have never done that, that have no idea what an offseason for an NFL wide receiver is like?
For sure. I think the biggest thing from college to the league is, going through my first year, guys, and being in college, you have a plan that you're in the offseason, you have 8 weeks to do this. Right. You have a plan from 8 to 12, you got to do this. From 2 to 3, you do this. And when you're in the NFL, nobody's handing you a schedule to tell you what to do. So for this offseason, it was a lot of learning. You got to make your own schedule, and you got to do what works for you. But for me, it was just finding the things that work for me and finding the things that I need to work on too. So there was a lot of learning this offseason just to figure out what works for me. But, it's fun to piece things together.
Tell us about your quarterback, because a lot of the times last year you guys were together because he was not the starter yet. You guys were having more reps together with the young guys, the scout team and things like that. Talk to us about your quarterback and his development, because, again, you got more reps with him than any of them last year because of the fact that he wasn't the starting quarterback.
For sure. I think both of us, anytime we get out on the field, we're out there and, we're trying to make the best out of it. So every time we get the opportunity to play together, it's like another snap. We just fired up to be out here and to be playing.
How much do the position group, and obviously for you wide receivers, how much do you guys lean on each other during this time of year, this process of, hey, here's something I'm working on, or here's something I'm seeing. I don't know if you – hey, here's something I see with you. Like, how much do you guys bounce stuff off each other technique-wise and training-wise?
All the time, we're talking about releases and, watching each other on film. I watch Drake all the time on film, seeing what he's doing right, seeing how he's finessing things, how he's doing things. So really just, by example, things in the weight room, recovery. Jamal Agnew, he's been in the league for a minute. He's got like some yoga toe spacers. I was like, hey, yo, where'd you get those? So I just ordered some of those. They're like some toe spacers. So, you're learning new things every day.
What does that do?
I don't know, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
It like realigns your foot to the fascia to its natural state.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because my daughter has some for when she paints her toenails.
No.
Okay. It kind of looks like
a little bit.
Tell me about you as far as, because, a lot of times, a lot of guys, okay, I'm an X, I'm a Z, I'm a Y, I'm a this. But in your case, you have to learn all of them. How is that process going into year two as opposed to year one?
I'm just trying to take it one day at a time. Obviously, being able to digest the playbook over a year, I'm feeling more comfortable now than I felt before. But more than anything, just being confident when I'm out there and knowing that I belong.
Right.
That's the biggest thing for me, because when I'm playing free, when I'm just letting things happen, that's the best me. So I'm trying not to force anything. Obviously, the preparation and the work that I do will meet the opportunity.
Casey Washington joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, fresh off the practice field. You said you watch a lot of tape of Drake. I've got some tape of Drake right here. You were probably standing right there. Coach Raheem Morris lined up on the other side of him, and he puts him on his backside. Our Falcons insider, Joe Patrick, got the video, and he's getting a lot of views on Twitter off this thing. When this happens, what's the reaction of the team?
I actually didn't see it. I heard Nick Nash was like, damn. And then I saw Raheem getting off the ground trying to play it cool. I'm like, nah, he definitely just busted. He's busted his ass for sure.
Yeah. Notice the guy who did it, though. Yeah. But that's pretty damn funny.
Now,
I got a quick question for you, because I know you had the one grab last year. Did you get to keep the ball?
No, I didn't.
Did he get to keep the ball? You got to find a way to get that football, man.
Well, because wasn't it Penix's first completion, too? His pass to you, I thought, was his first completion in the league also. Maybe not. I could be wrong about but I think it was.
But I'm just saying, you got to get the ball, man.
No, I didn't get the ball, but I got my old teammate Devin Witherspoon's jersey after the game.
Okay, so that's cool. Yeah, okay, that's cool.
I got to still find that ball, though.
Yeah, you got to figure out how to get that ball, man. And talk about that experience in Illinois, because the fluctuation and everything, but you guys were always tough. And then you got this big dude, this big loud dude as a head coach that just wants to beat people's face in. Like the how about that carryover from that kind of program to the league?
For sure. You know, playing for Coach B, he's all about structure. You know, he comes from Bill Belichick and the Patriots, and they do things a certain way. You know, smart, tough, dependable is something that I learned at Illinois, and you know, being in that system for a couple years and learning from Coach B taught me a lot of discipline. So coming here and controlling the controllables and just staying intentional about what I can do and what I can control, I think is going to help me a lot.
We heard this morning that the Penix and Cousins both aren't going to be playing in the preseason game on Friday. I assume you'll be playing in the preseason game on Friday. I don't know if you're allowed to say that or not for sure, but what do you get from those experiences, those reps in a game situation versus what you're doing out here?
Anytime you get a play in a game, it's an opportunity to make plays. So I'm just going to go out there and try to make plays. And the more plays I can make, the more confidence I'm going to give myself and everyone else in the locker room. So I look forward to those opportunities, and I'm excited to play.
Nervous or anxious?
You know, you always get those nerves. Like you expect as you get older for them to kind of go away.
They
never really go away. But I think if you're nervous, you care about it.
Yeah, I think that's good, right?
Yeah.
If you got numb to it, that probably wouldn't be a good thing. But we're looking forward to it. We can't wait to see you guys out there on Friday. And I know it's a preseason game, but still.
Ball is ball.
Yeah, football's football. And seeing you guys in the uniforms and at home taking on the Lions can be a lot of fun. Thank you.
Hell yeah.
Appreciate you, brother. Stay safe. Stay healthy, brother.
Yeah. Rise up.
KC Washington there. Nice enough to hang out with us here for a few minutes after practice. And
there he is. And an interesting dude, man. Mike mentioned it. He is he's a playmaker, and Mike, if he continues to make plays, he's going to help this team in one way or another.
Right on. He was, remember, a sixth-round pick out of Illinois. He did have a concussion late in the season, make a lot of plays on special teams because, you know, when you're a sixth-round wide receiver, you got to play teams,
true,
as they say.
True.
But it was actually, looked it up, it was Ray McCloud caught Michael Penix Jr.'s first throw as an NFL quarterback in week 11, mop-up duty call against the Broncos for 20 yards, to answer Andy's query. But it was back in Seattle. The one game, that was a bit of an ugly game, but he caught a pass from Kirk Cousins, did KC Washington for his one catch of the year last year. And as we said, kind of got shut down at the end, but he makes plays in practice. He's kind of like, you know, Energizer Bunny. Hopefully he gets a chance to show some more this year.
Yeah, man, TJ Yates was talking about him today. I was over there chatting it up with him, and he was asked about other guys who've stepped up in place of Darnell Mooney. What's up, Darnell? And he said Washington and David Sills, and there are a bunch of guys.
Oh, that's DS5.
Correct, correct.
Davis Sills, the
fifth. Since Mooney's been down, but he's like, there's a bunch of guys, but he specifically mentioned KC Washington. So that was interesting, Mike, because I think they think highly of him.
And by the way, in case you're wondering, a guy asked us as we were leaving practice, and like, what do you think of Shark? I go, he's dropping a lot of balls. DJ Shark isn't doing anything. So, I mean, that's a body, which is an insurance policy for Darnell Mooney. He was a 4-3 guy with some size. Had a 1,000-yard season, as you guys remember. He's on a one-year deal. But if he keeps playing like this, you're not even going to see that one-year deal. I'd like to see some more out of Shark. I know today it was misty and rainy, but have you seen this guy do anything yet?
No. No, he's not done anything. And look, I'm not saying that to dog him out.
It just is what it is.
Matter of fact, Mike, I think they probably feel better about some of these guys we're talking about.
Right.
Better than they do about Shark. But again, you need guys out there, and you're going to need guys and bodies for preseason, especially if you're not playing Drake and some of these other guys. You're not risking Ray. So that's just a part of it. But no, he hasn't flashed.
And in case you're wondering, we talked about the undrafted free agent. Always still difficult to make it for every, you know, Jesse Tuggle is an undrafted free agent. There's thousands of guys who never make the squad.
That's right.
But we did see, and we talked about it earlier, Kobe Bryant with a pick of Kirk Cousins. He's kind of sitting in the route on the flat, and he reads it perfectly. And we were joking around about, what about that guy, Nick Nash, the plucky white guy from the Mountain West who was leading all receivers in college last year? Well, he did have one catch in the final play of the final practice session today. So, Nick Nash, Carl, number 80 for those watching on Friday night.
Hey, man, love to hear from you guys. We are up at Hooters Mall of Georgia hanging out Falcons training camp as it continues. First preseason game is going to be on Friday. If you're just joining us again, no Michael Penix Jr. and no Kirk Cousins. Neither one of those quarterbacks will play. And I had a guy also, if you're just joining us, talk about the Caleb McGarry extension, 2 years, $30 million. Guys, he's coming off of his best season. Mm-hmm. I know that it's hard to quantify sometimes these O-linemen. When you say, how good is he? How do we compare him to other guys? You don't do this extension unless you wholeheartedly believe in him. And the Falcons believe in him. And so, you know, one of our listeners on Twitter, Mike, and said, man, this guy's overrated. Look, we can believe that. How many guys at wide receiver do you think are overrated and they're getting $30 million a season?
Now, the only thing is that I think this is where, you know, I was a little dubious going into this season if we had the blindside protector in McGarry. Now, Pro Football Focus, take it with a grain of salt.
Sure.
Sometimes it's hard to get these metrics, you know, through your noggin. His overall grade ranks him 29th of 140 tackles in the NFL. So there's, you know, 32 teams, so there's 64 tackles. So he comes out 29th, you know, of the 64 starting tackles. So that's okay. That's a pretty good scene. But then pass blocking, he ranks 73rd of the 140. Run blocking, he ranks 17th. So 73rd out of 140 with Michael Penix's blind side on the line. That was my concern. But they're happy with it, and I think he's having a good camp, and I'm not seeing a lot of action on that side for what it's worth. So, I mean, look, they wouldn't have done it if they don't believe in him. He is certainly sturdy. He ranked 18th in offensive snaps played, so not missing a lot of time. When he did, we did have Storm Norton get in there another year ago. Penalties, he comes in 60th out of 140 tackles. Sacks allowed, he comes in 6th. So, you know, it's
that's big.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. And here's the other part of this. You know, durability matters. And being available matters. Caleb McGarry hadn't missed a lot of games, guys. And that's the other part about this is his durability has shown through since he's been here. He has gotten better. But I know for some of you, you're like, what? They just did what? This is the cost of doing business. And I also think, you know, and you'll hear Jake Matthews coming up next hour. Keeping guys together is a big part of this. If you think he can play, can he play? Dukesism. If he can play, you sign him and you keep him and you go the course.
Hey.
I think, Mike, you give up on guys that you don't believe can play. This is a big signing, in my opinion, from our general manager, Mike, because Terry Fontenot's saying, I believe in him.
Okay, yeah, this is why I don't do math, and that's why I don't really relate to nerds.
What's up?
It was actually 6 sacks allowed, ranks him 120th out of 140 tackles.
6 sacks.
So I read that kind of back to front.
Okay. Go outside, nerd.
Yeah, it's not my forte. But look, they see it, they believe in it, and they just gave him the loot, so it's a done deal.
All right, man, we got more to get to coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. We'll go around the NFL. A.J. Brown held out of Eagles practice. The latest on the hold-ins, including Dez Bryant chiming in on the Jerry Jones situation.
He's familiar with it.
Crazy. And Jake Matthews, guys. Hear what he has to say coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.